An area in Canada, now known as the Forks, used to be an old bombed-out rail yard. It's situated at the historic junction of the Red and the Assiniboine Rivers in Manitoba, right in the centre of the continent. Starting in 1989, the area was redeveloped and is now a 53-acre waterside mixed-use development with a strong green policy. And it's run by Chief Operating Officer Paul Jordan.
We have a market building with 53 vendors in it. We have office buildings. We have a children's museum, a children's theater, television station, big gathering grounds and stages. And now the latest one to come along is the Museum of Human Rights.
Now, you have quite strong environmental policies. So what sparked those off? What inspired them?
Well, in 2007, two things happened. One was there was a lot of demand by the public for the Forks to show some environmental leadership. We weren't doing much at the time. And then the other thing that happened was our historic market building, which is a 100-year-old stable that's been converted into a market, hit $500,000 that year for heating and cooling. We're in extreme climate, and it takes extreme amounts of money to keep a building warm. We couldn't do anything in terms of insulating the building because it's a heritage building, but we decided to look at the beginning of the pipe rather than the end of the pipe, and we converted the whole building into a geothermal heated and cooled building.
So how does that work?
Well, what we do is in the summer, we pull all the heat out of the market, which provides the air conditioning, and it gets very hot here in Winnipeg, and we store that over on a collector on some property we own on the other side of the river. And in the winter, we pull all that heat back and heat the building. So it's a very balanced, very efficient system, and it's going to save us somewhere in the order of $150,000 to $200,000 a year, as well as we managed to dump nearly a kiloton of CO2 emissions.
And what about different areas of the building? Because obviously there must be places where there's, I don't know, a restaurant or something which is producing more heat, and then maybe, I don't know, a food area, as in, you know, selling just plain food that's not producing heat. How do you balance that?
It's a pretty sophisticated computer system, and there's 53 heat pumps all through the market. For instance, our office, which may be cold, is calling for heat. It'll be pulling heat out of a restaurant, which is producing too much heat. So it's a very balanced system. So the building will actually work itself sometimes. There's probably 40 to 45 days a year where we're not using any outside energy source. It's just the building working itself.
And what about the waste that you produce here? What happens to that?
Well, we have 4 million people coming here, and they leave a lot of garbage. It was costing us $70,000 a year to throw that away, plus all the GHGs we were creating, just hauling that away by truck. So we took a look at our garbage. Turned out 80% of it was biocompostable. So we realized 80% of $70,000 is about $50,000 a year. Could we do something and get at that stuff? So that's where this biocomposter came. It's a big in-vessel composter that we have on our land, and we separate the biocompostables. They go over there, and 18 days later, we have compost, which we then use on our own site. It got so successful that we actually are now composting for one of the big universities downtown, as well as the hotel here on our property.
And you also use a lot of the waste oil from the restaurants as well. What happens to that?
Yeah, we have about 15 to 20 fast food vendors here, you know, everything from fish and chips to Sri Lanka food, and they're all using deep fryers with vegetable oil, which we were then paying to have hauled away once they're finished using it. We now take that vegetable oil and put it through a processor, which we can now burn in all our diesel engines. So we're converting all our equipment to diesel, and we're running all our equipment on this vegetable oil, and we're saving about $20,000 a year just on fuel costs.
Generally, how have the tenants in the building been? Because obviously they have to do things differently as a result of the things that you've put in place. Are they quite keen on that? Do they find it a nuisance? What's their reaction?
Well, some are and some aren't. And they can use it as in their own advertising. People will tend to drift towards people that are being environmentally responsible. So a lot of them get that. And we try and make it so that it's easy for them to do, because we realize if it's difficult, it won't happen. So they appreciate the fact that we'll make an effort to help them. Help us.
That's Paul Jordan from the Forks in Manitoba, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.